I do got to pay some serious props out to my friend Dave Herrera, the entertainment editor over at Westword, for breaking some hot new tracks this week and making me work really hard to play catch up here in the next 7 or 8 days. Dave got hold of advanced tracks from the upcoming Monroe Monroe, A Shoreline Dream, and the final installment of that Houses series based on the seasons called Winter. They finally got it done. They'll be releasing it in August, and from the sound of the tracks that are up over at Westword, we'll be hearing a lot of that here on the show in the next several weeks, as soon as I get my hands on it, along with the other tracks that are there. In other news and notes this week, an incredibly exciting Facebook post from Faceman leader Steve, who says, "You want to hear something crazy? We had such a good time with Dirty Dozen that we're now recording with the other world-famous brass band from New Orleans. This week, this Thursday, 8 members of Rebirth Brass Band will be joining us on another tune at Uneven Studios." Good to hear that from them. Looking forward to hearing that album when it comes out later this year. So while this week was a bit thin in the new tunes area, we've got some great stuff to look forward to here in the next several weeks. Monroe Monroe is looking for a new bassist to fill the shoes of the now departed Lauren Gale. Anyone interested in hooking up with Monroe Monroe, hit their Facebook page where you'll find the news and an email address to connect to. On the sales front this week, Rose Hill Drive leads all titles, national and local, in sales at two of the region's top record retailers, Twist and Shout and Albums on the Hill. Paper Bird came in respectably at a third store, Wax Tracks in Denver. Nice to see local love showing up at our retailers. And while we know it's way too early to plan for June 2012, Westword announced that next year's Westword Music Showcase will be June 16, 2012. So mark your calendars now.